Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I had a really creepy experience when buying something on Craigslist a few years ago. It all started when I was trying to look for a new TV. I should have just went to the store and bought one, but I was trying to get a deal, so I looked on Craigslist for some used TVs. You can usually get them for significantly less money, and most of the time they work great. So after looking for only like 30 minutes, I found one that I was sure I wanted to buy. I contacted the seller and was told that the TV was available and I could come and buy it the next night. The seller was a man named Joe and told me to come by at 9 p.m.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So I got the cash and then the next night drove to his house. He lived just a few minutes away, but in a different neighborhood. I parked on the side of the road across the street from his house. Then I walked up his driveway and then to his front door. I decided to text him that I was there before knocking on the door, though. So I texted Joe that I had arrived. Then I stood there just off the front step and looked around. When I was doing so, I noticed something through the living room window. There was a man looking out of it towards me. I only saw him for a moment before he disappeared. I figured that it was Joe, but moments later, I received a text from him. He said that he was not home, but he would arrive back in a couple of minutes. He said that I could wait right outside. I was confused, but then figured the guy in the house maybe also lived there or something. But to be honest, I was a little bit suspicious, so I just stood around the front step and waited like Joe asked me to. A couple of minutes went by. I was just casually standing there, looking around. I didn't see the guy in the window anymore, but I soon heard what sounded like the back door to the house opening and closing. I couldn't confirm it because I could barely hear it, but that's what it sounded like. I figured whoever I had seen might have gone out back. But still, I was just waiting for Joe to get back. A couple more minutes went by. I was still there and starting to get impatient. I looked at my phone, but there was no new notifications or anything. Then, all of a sudden, I heard this noise behind me. I looked back, and I saw this man walking out from behind a large tree not far away from me in the front yard. I was pretty sure that this was the same guy I had seen looking out the window at me. He saw me, and he was not at all approaching me in a friendly way, like to greet me. Before I could even ask what was going on, though, I saw the guy start to lunge towards me. I quickly moved away and then just ran. It was really all out of instincts and just a reaction. I sprinted away through the front yard as the man actually chased after me. I sprinted for my car, running as fast as I possibly could. Thankfully, I was able to make it. I got inside and closed and locked the door behind me. Moments later, the man got to my car. He tried opening the door, and I was busy starting the engine at that point. He banged on the window like twice before I hit the gas and sped away, leaving him standing there in the street. I got out of that neighborhood and was so confused that I didn't even know what was going on. I drove back to my house, and on the drive, I was able to calm down. When I got back, I looked at my phone and had no new calls or texts. That's when I realized that Joe was probably the same person who tried to attack me, and he was looking at me through the window. The whole thing must have been some kind of a setup. Why? I'm not exactly sure. I ended up going back on Craigslist to look for the listing so that I could report it, but it was gone. Joe also blocked me. I still reported it to Craigslist, and I also notified police. Hopefully Joe didn't try to scam anybody else. I'm really glad that I got out of that situation safely. A couple of years ago, I was selling my car on Craigslist. It was about 10 years old, and I had recently gotten a little bit newer car. So I figured that I would be able to sell it on Craigslist because it ran just fine and it was a decent car. I had bought cars on Craigslist in the past and sold a couple there as well. So I was familiar with how the website worked and everything, and I had never had a bad experience. But that all changed. After taking photos, I created the listing and I added lots of information about the car. Within 2 days, I got a text message from a woman who introduced herself to me as Jamie. She asked me if the car was still available, and I said yes. Then she asked me if she would be able to come over and look at it. I said yes again. So after that, we arranged for a meeting for her to come and look at the car the following night. I already had the car out in the driveway, and I had cleaned it and everything. So that night, Jamie arrived at the agreed time and came to the door. I went outside and met her and then started showing her the vehicle. She looked around at it and then looked inside of the car as well. I remember that she sat in the driver's seat and I asked her if she wanted to take the car for a test drive. She said yes, so I got inside the passenger seat. It was a pretty short test drive though, with Jamie really just driving the car around the block and then going back. After that, she parked back in the driveway and we got out. Jamie told me that she decided that she was not going to buy the car. I said that was fine, and then we said bye to each other. I figured there was something about the car that she didn't like. I just hoped that I would find a buyer eventually. So after that, I just went back inside. Well, hours later, when it was like midnight, I was about to go to bed. However, I was alerted when I thought I heard the sound of a car door opening and closing, coming from not that far outside. My neighborhood is typically pretty quiet, so it was unusual to hear things like that. I went over to the living room and looked out of my front window. When I did, I saw this woman standing outside right near my car that I was trying to sell. And upon looking closer, I realized that it appeared to be Jamie. I wasn't sure what she was doing out there. I watched her as she appeared to look around in the windows of the car. She also appeared to try opening one of the doors, which was locked. Then, she walked around to the passenger side of the car, and she was messing around at one of the doors for a while. That's when I decided to ask her what was going on. I opened up the door and shouted to her, asking what she was doing. She looked up at me, startled, and then quickly ran off. She went all the way back to her car, got inside, and quickly drove away. After that, I wasn't really sure what to do. I tried texting her, asking her why she came to my house, but I think she blocked my number because it didn't look like the text went through. After that, I never saw her again. I ended up reporting what happened to Craigslist. Looking back, I don't know if she was trying to steal my car or what, but I'm glad that I saw her when I did.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the story of the time that I got a job from Craigslist. Years ago, when I was in college, I hardly had any money. I was really busy, and I remember during the summer 1 year, I got this internship, but I didn't get paid anything for it. I was living with my parents, so I didn't have too many expenses, but I still wanted to have a little bit of money. I couldn't get a job because I didn't have enough time in my schedule. But that gave me the idea to look on Craigslist for something that I could do on a weekend sometime. I knew that there were people who would pay money for you to do yard work for them or something. And yard work was exactly the type of thing that I was looking for. I was pretty confident in my skills, and after looking on Craigslist for a couple of days, I saw an ad that interested me. It was a man who said he needed somebody to do quite a bit of work on his property. The job would take several hours at least, but he was willing to pay good money for it. And the guy also said that there was potential that he would need work done again another time. The ad did not have a specific day, but said to contact him for more information. So I reached out, and pretty quickly, I got a response. We arranged a meeting of basically a job interview at a local restaurant. The man's name was Robert, and he seemed to be a nice guy. He said that he owned several houses in the general area. Some he was fixing up to sell, and others to rent. He recently bought a house that needed a lot of yard work done to the property. He said that if I wanted, he might need me for another property in the future as well. The man asked me what day I would be available to work, and I told him. So he gave me the address of the house and said that I could have the job. When the date we agreed on several days later came, I drove to the house and got there when I was supposed to. Robert was not there, but he was at another one of his properties. He said that when I was almost done working to text him and he would come by and pay me. Then I started work. The property of the house was a little bit out there in the country. I was supposed to mow the grass, do some weeding, pick up all the tree branches and stuff in the yard, and then plant a bunch of these flowers that the guy had. The yard was pretty large in both the front and backyard, and at the end of the backyard was a large woods. I'm not sure if that was still his property or not, but I believe at least part of it was. It was definitely a lot of work, but I didn't mind it too much. About an hour in, when I was mowing the grass on the guy's riding mower, I saw something off. I was in the backyard and a good distance away from the house, but I saw what looked like a man staring at me from inside a window to the house. It really took me by surprise, because I was under the impression that the house was empty. I thought that maybe someone was renting the place or something like that. As I kept mowing, I looked over a few more times. When I got a little closer, the man suddenly moved away from the window. I didn't get a good look at him, but later on, I remembered that I was mowing in the front and I saw him again. He was once more staring in my direction. When we made eye contact, he didn't move away this time. Instead, he continued to stare at me. I had to look away because it was really weird. I tried to just ignore it though. Soon, I finished with the lawn and then went on to the gardening. Once more though, as I was doing this, I noticed the guy staring at me. Not too long after that time, I remember that I got a call from the owner of the house. He was just asking me how things were going and said that he would come by in a little bit. I said that it was going good, but then I decided to ask him if somebody was renting the house. The man said no, the house was currently vacant. I told him how there was a guy inside that kept staring at me. The man told me that he was going to call the police and he was also going to come over as soon as he could. He recommended that I go to my car and wait in there until the police arrive. I took his advice and I stopped working and went to my car. I was parked on the side of the street out front and I kept looking to the windows but no longer saw the man. About 10 minutes later, the police arrived, followed by the homeowner about 2 minutes after that. He opened up the house for the police and they went inside. About 10 minutes later, they came out and said that the place was empty. The man must have left. I was very confused because I hadn't seen him leave, so it had to be out the back. Robert went inside and said that he saw evidence that somebody else had been there. I didn't go in the house, so I don't know if something was stolen or what, but I was glad that he didn't think I was crazy or making it up. The police looked around the front and backyard briefly and then left. Before Robert left, though, he said that he trusted that I would finish and he paid me. I was in fact going to finish, so I stayed there and I continued gardening. I was almost done, and it took me only like 20 or 30 more minutes to finish. When I was done, I was taking the weeds and tossing them in the woods like I was supposed to. As I approached the entrance of the woods, I saw the man again. He was standing pretty deep in the woods, partly behind a tree. I'm not sure if he knew that I saw him or not. I tried to play it off, and I calmly walked away. I was really glad that I was done with work. I quickly went to my car and then left. I called Robert and told him that the guy was back. After that, I went home. I'm not sure who that guy was or how he got into the house, but that was a really creepy experience. I used to use Craigslist from time to time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I've bought and sold several things on it over the years, but something crazy happened several years ago. I was selling my PS4 and decided to list it on Craigslist. This was back when the PS4 was the newest PlayStation and the 5 hadn't come out yet. so I would be able to get a decent amount of money for it. The PlayStation worked perfectly fine, and I also had some games that I was selling along with it. I took pictures and then listed them on Craigslist and hoped that somebody would buy it soon. Within a day, I got a response from somebody. A guy texted me introducing himself as Darren. He told me that he wanted to buy the PlayStation and asked when he could get it. I told him he could anytime, and I even made sure that the price was good with him, and he said yes. He asked for my address, but I said that we could meet at this local strip mall. I wanted to conduct business in a public space. Darren agreed to this, and we arranged to meet the next evening at 7 o'clock. So I packed up the PlayStation and headed out to the strip mall. It was pretty close by, and Darren arrived just minutes after me. We met in the back of the parking lot. Luckily, things were pretty quiet there that night. After meeting Darren, I showed him the PlayStation and asked him for the money. Darren told me that he didn't have the money right then, but that he would give it to me when he got paid the next week. I was angry when I heard that. I said no. If he didn't have the money, I wasn't going to give him the PS4. Darren seemed confused and upset, as if I was just going to give it to him. I told him that when he got paid, he could come and buy it then. But Darren demanded to get it now and claimed that he promised he would pay me. Of course, I was not that stupid, and I still said no. I put the PlayStation back in my car and told Darren to text me when he had the money. Darren was still trying to get me to give it to him, though. I closed the door and got inside my car as Darren was still trying to talk to me. When I got inside of my car, he started knocking at my driver's window and telling me to listen to him. I just ignored him, though. I told him to move, but he refused. So then I just started backing out to leave. As soon as I did this, Darren finally left my car, but only to go to his vehicle. He then got inside of his car, and I thought nothing of it. But as I was leaving and driving out of the parking lot pulling onto the road, I saw Darren's car come whipping up behind me quickly. When I got onto the road, he was right behind me. As I started driving home, I feared that he would follow me, so I took this random turn, and sure enough, Darren did as well. I could not believe that this guy was going to follow me because I wouldn't fall for what was likely his scam attempt. I made a few more random turns, which Darren did as well. He was following extremely close to me, so close that I was afraid that his car might bump mine. His driving also seemed to be a little bit erratic. I wanted to call the cops, but then I had the idea to just drive to them. I quickly got directions to the nearest police station and then drove there. Darren followed me the entire way until he realized where we were going. I went into the parking lot and he drove away. I decided to report what happened, but I don't think anything could really be done. After that, I went home. Darren texted me that night, cursing me out, and I blocked his number. I ended up selling the PlayStation to someone else a few days later. After that, though, I haven't done any buying or selling on Craigslist. I know that most of the time it works out fine. But I just don't want to take the chance and deal with any more sketchy people like Darren. Back when I was poor and in college, I used to sometimes look on Craigslist to see what people were giving away for free. Most of it was junk or stuff that I didn't want, but occasionally there would be good things there. I actually once got a pretty decent TV for free, as well as a couple of other pieces of furniture, so I would just go on here and there and look around. It was casual, and I certainly wasn't expecting to find something every time that I went on. But one day when I went on the free stuff, I saw a listing that had literally just been posted like 5 minutes prior. It was an ad for a MacBook laptop for free. At first, I thought that it was one of those scams where somebody lists something for free, but when you actually click on it, the description says that it's like $5,000 or whatever. So when I clicked on the ad, the person said that it was actually free. They said that it worked fine and mentioned something about because of their job they had a bunch of laptops. It was not the newest MacBook, but about 5 years old. This made it seem more legitimate to me. Still, this was an amazing opportunity, it seemed. And I know what you're saying, it's way too good to be true. But to me, it was worth reaching out and asking. So I quickly texted the number listed, and I asked if the laptop was still available and said that I would like to get it if it was. Within a minute or so, the number responded saying that it was. They asked me for my name, and I told them. About an hour or so later, they responded again with an address, saying that I could come and pick it up that night at about 10 o'clock. I was excited, and I thought that I was getting the deal of a lifetime. So that night, I left my place a little before 10 and drove out to the address. It was a lot farther away than I expected, probably about 20 minutes. When I got to the neighborhood, it looked pretty sketchy, to be honest. Most of the houses were run down, and the yards were overgrown. I started to get a bad feeling, but I was already there, so I wasn't just going to leave. I found the address and then parked on the side of the road in front of it. I walked up to the house, which did not appear to be in great shape. I texted the owner that I was there, and then went up and knocked on the door. After a few moments, I heard somebody walking up to the door, and then it opened. There was a guy with long hair and a patchy beard who answered. He said hi, and then instantly invited me to come inside. I walked in the house, which looked pretty run down. It almost looked abandoned, to be honest. Almost every light was off, except for this dim one in the other room. The man told me to go into that room, and so I did. This appeared to be a bedroom or an office, but there was no furniture in it except for these two old chairs and a folding table. The guy told me to have a seat, and I did, in one of the chairs. The man said that he would be right back and go get the laptop. By now, I was completely sketched out by this whole thing. I was kicking myself for even entering the house, but I was hanging on to the hope that I would get a free laptop. Looking back, I should not have even gone to the house. If somebody lived in a place like that, why would they be giving away a free laptop? Well, after the man left the room, I just sat there and waited. But the longer I did, the more nervous I became. Then, suddenly, the door slammed shut to the room that I was in. I could tell that somebody had closed it, and the wind hadn't blown it shut or anything like that. I got up and stood there for a moment. The door did not open. I walked over to it and tried to open it, but it was being held shut. Somebody was on the other side. I was terrified now. I went back inside the room and looked around. I didn't know what to do, and I panicked. I felt like somebody might run in and attack me or something. There was this one closet in the corner of the room, so I went inside of it and shut the door. Then I called 911 on my cell phone. I quietly told the dispatcher of my situation, and I gave them the address as well. Then I waited. I was expecting at any moment somebody to enter the room that I was in. I hoped that I would be able to hold the closet door shut if they tried to open it or something, but nobody came in the room. Things were just silent. About 10 minutes later, the cops got there. I remember that they came inside of the house, and I left the room, finding that the door was no longer being held shut. The police searched the house thoroughly, only to find that nobody was there. They also searched the property and nearby area and came up empty-handed. But they did tell me that the house I was in was abandoned and nobody lived there, so whoever lured me there did not actually live there. I was extremely creeped out.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
After that, I told the police everything that I could about the situation, and then I went back home. The Craigslist ad had been deleted by then. I also found out that the phone number that I'd been texting with was a burner phone. I don't know why the guy just left, but I'm glad that he did. Maybe he realized I had my phone and I could call the police. I honestly have no idea, but I'm glad that I made it out of there okay, and I haven't been on Craigslist since.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.